For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
So Hanukkah is coming, so let's do a couple of Hanukkah issues just to get into the Hanukkah feeling.
Right, so let's talk a little bit about lighting when we're especially traveling, especially I thought this year being Thanksgiving weekend, so there's probably a lot of traveling going on to, from. So let's just go over some of the halachas as far as that goes. I'm sure if you have specific issues, I'm happy to talk about it and try to figure it out, but let's just go over some of the basics. Number one, the Gemara uses the language, as most of us I'm sure you're familiar with, we'll just go over it anyway. The Gemara uses the language Ner Ish Uveso, that the requirement of Hanukkah is specifically a household mitzvah, which makes it unique. Part of it, I guess, a small number of mitzvahs in the Torah. This is, of course, rabbinic, which is home-based, as opposed to listening to Megillah. You could hear the Megillah wherever you want, shaking a lulav, wherever you want. This has to be done at home, which creates all sorts of interesting complications, because it means you can't do it at work. It means that if you're eating out at someone's house, as people like to make Hanukkah parties, and you're going to your family, friends, whatever it may be, and you're having Hanukkah, so let's all light there. So it doesn't work, because since your home is, let's keep it simple, let's say it's in Atlanta, someone invites you over to a family get-together, so they, of course, they want to have a family get-together around lighting time, because that's what you do in Hanukkah, you light all together. So you can't light in your cousin's, friend's, neighbor's house, because it's a Ner Ish Uveso mitzvah. Therefore, the fact that you're going to eat a meal there has absolutely no bearing on anything. That would apply on a Friday night. Let's say you're going to eat Friday night at someone's house, so you just want to go over there early before Shabbos, we'll light Hanukkah lichta at their house. Doesn't work. You can't, because you have to, since you slept the previous night in your home, and you're going to sleep that night in your home, that's your home, and that's where the Hanukkah candles have to be lit. What defines your home is where you slept either the previous night or where you're going to sleep the next night. Even one of those will define where you are as your home. So if you're going on a Motzei Shabbos, this is the easiest example. So Friday night, you're going to sleep at someone's house. You're sleeping at friends, a family, whatever. So Friday night, you can light there because you're going to sleep there, even though you slept Thursday night in your home. But I can light before Shabbos in the home I'm going to be. Motzei Shabbos, you can now do whatever you want. You're going home, let's say, Motzei Shabbos. You can either light where you were right after Shabbos ends, if you want to do that, because that was your home, that's where you slept the previous night. Or you can say, we're going back home, we're going to light there. Either one would work. If you are going to light where you were, you should obviously do that right after Shabbos. But either one would work. You can light back home, you can light where you were. Both of those are defined as your homes. The earliest time you can light, and this again is very relevant to traveling, which I'm sure will happen over this, is Plag Mincha. You cannot light earlier than Plag Mincha. So just to give you some times, which I'm sure you'll hear about as we get closer next week to Hanukkah, say next week is going to be about 6:05 in that area, right after 6, which is the ideal time to light. You can light, which means that the candles have to be burning from 6:05 to 6:35. That's the time that they have to be lit. You cannot light earlier than about 4:25 is in Plag Mincha. But 4:25 you can, which means that in any trip that you're planning on taking, if you wanted to light before your trip, you can do so, as long as it's after 4:25 and you leave enough oil or candles that are large enough to burn until 6:05. This is basically what we do on an Erev Shabbos, but you can do it any day of the week. Anytime after Plag Mincha, 4:25 you can light, and then you would be fine. Someone who asked me just tonight, they're going to a hotel. They're traveling, and their distance of traveling is too far, so they're breaking up the trip, and it happens to be Wednesday night next week. They're leaving here at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're getting to a hotel at 8 o'clock at night. What are they supposed to do? It's a good question. I'm not really sure. It's a little bit tricky in a hotel because they don't let you light in your room, which is what you should do, but they don't let you do that. So that creates a little bit of a problem in downstairs in the lobby. It's not simple. But the bottom line is they can't light at home before you leave. It's way too early. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you wouldn't be able to do that. It has to be after 4:25 as far as that goes. Just to go over a few more basic things, and any questions, if happy to try to address it. If they can't do it tonight, we'll ask it later, answer it later. As I'm sure you're all familiar with the issue which is discussed in the poskim as to whether or not women should light Hanukkah candles or not. So the way the Mishnah Berurah describes it is that the principle of ishto kegufo, that a wife has the same halachic status in certain ways as her husband, does not require her to light. She's not required to light. If she wants to, she is allowed to, even with a bracha. And whatever you do in your homes is fine. Because of that, you cannot light, you can light. But ishto kegufo does not require a woman to light. But the fact is, she's obligated to. So the starting point is, a woman has the same obligation as a man. There's a halachic principle that says they're considered as one unit, but the obligation is there. And what that manifests itself in other ways, is when a woman's husband is not going to be home. And there are various circumstances in which that can take place. Number one is, he's just coming home late. He's whatever, he's working, traveling, whatever it may be. So it's 6:05, it's time to light, and the kids are all around, and you want to light, and your husband comes back at 11 o'clock at night. So you can wait for him, and if it was just the two of you, you might want to do so, but you got all these little ones around, and you want to wait till it's 11 o'clock at night. So absolutely fine if he's okay with it. You can light, and that would actually fulfill your husband's obligation. That lighting at 6:05 with him not present, make all the brachos, sing all the songs, give all the presents, everything is done, and his obligation is completely fulfilled through his wife's lighting, because of the same principle that she has lit basically for him, and he doesn't have to, would not have to light. If you want to wait, you certainly can. And then you have a very interesting halachic concept, but without getting into the details of it, what the bottom line is, you can have the kids light first, and they can make all their brachos, and then you can wait for your husband to come and he can light. It's an interesting discussion, because the kids are just the hiddur mitzvah, and what you have is a funny situation in which you're really fulfilling the hiddur mitzvah beyond, before you do the primary mitzvah. But that's basically how we do it. And it's an interesting halachic topic, but we don't need to do it now. One other point. Let's say a husband is away and not coming back. Anything? Question?
No, I was just
asking that. Right. So he's out of town. Right. Different cities. So halacha is as follows: a wife would light at home, and he is again completely fulfilled his obligation. He does not need to light where he is, because the obligation is near Ishu Beso. In his home, he has a Hanukkah candle lit. It's lit by his wife, and he is completely done. There is a widespread minhag that men, I don't know if it's because they like to, they want to, however it developed, that the men light also where they are. Because of the fact that he has no obligation, and his obligation has already been fulfilled back home when his wife lights, so one of two things has to happen in order for that minhag, which is just a minhag, to be fulfilled. A, his wife has to actually have in mind that she's not fulfilling his obligation as she lights, or he has to light first. So depending on the time, one of those two things have to happen. Otherwise, he can't make a bracha where he is, wherever he's staying, because his obligation is done. His principal home has been lit in by his wife, for him and his family, and he's done, unless she has in mind. So if that situation does arise, and your husband wants to light where he is, which he most likely would want to do, but this does work for, let's say he can't. He's traveling, he's got planes, he's in the airport, he's in a hotel, he can't light. So you could light for him at home, and that would completely fulfill his obligation. He doesn't have to worry about it. If he's staying with somebody and he could light in that person's house, he'll probably want to. Then you should have in mind not to fulfill his obligation, so that he will be able to light where he is. If you are away, so you don't have to do anything. You're fulfilled with your husband's lighting at home. And nothing would have to be done. If you want to, you could light there also. If you don't have a husband lighting at home, so then you would have to light wherever you are. If he's not lighting, he can't light. If he's away with you also, then there is an obligation on a woman, is just as obligated in the Hanukkah lichta as a man. If she has a husband lighting for her at home, then she's done. She's fulfilled her obligation through that. In the same way, she's home, she's not home. Ishto kegufo says her obligation has been fulfilled. Those are some of the basics. Just to go over them to get us into the Hanukkah spirit. If there are any questions on that, happy to entertain them. Hopefully just a quick review. And
getting clarification. So if he's away and he lights first, wherever he is, then the woman is at home with the children.
You would still have to light. You know, the fact that he... Yes, 100%.
She would still have to light.
Yeah, in other words, the home is the home. So the fact that he lit outside of the home, where he's in some temporary home, wouldn't absolve the home of its lighting, and then she would have to light. Yeah. If you lit at home, that would absolve him, mm-hmm. unless he wants to light, and then you have to have in mind not to fulfill his obligation or have him light first. That is correct. All right, those are just to get back in. It was good just to get back into the Hanukkah spirit of some of the questions. And I wish you all a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.